You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child is in full swing. If you have your boxes filled, you can drop them off at the Hayward Wesleyan Church today, starting at 9:30. If you haven't filled a box, you can also pick up an empty shoebox at the church and, again, return it. All these returns are due back by November 24th. That's a Monday at 9 a.m. Again, Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes are out and about, available for you to fill it with daily necessities for kids abroad. And the drop-off schedule starts today at the Hayward Wesleyan Church on Nyman Avenue. The Drummond Elementary School District would like to have you donate to their Christmas store. This is a store where the kids of the elementary school can go and purchase items that they've earned for their parents, grandparents, and siblings. So if you have gently or new used items, that would be appreciated. These are for parents, grandparents, teen boys, and teen girls. You can also make a cash donation. All donations are due by December 3rd at the Drummond Elementary School for their Child Christmas Store. Rifle sight-ins start at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club today at 9 a.m. The Hayward Rod and Gun Club is located at 14261 County Road B. It's only $8 per gun to do a sight-in and get ready for this deer season. The LCO Food Shelf is open today starting at 9 o'clock. The food shelf is located between Kuby's Coffee and the Credit Union at the intersections of County Road B and K. Again, the food shelf is open to all LCO tribal members starting at 9 o'clock until 3 for the LCO community. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is open today, and that starts at 9 o'clock. They're located at 16216 Highway 63 here in Hayward. And, of course, they have lots of items to give away. Check it out, haywardfoodshelf.net, haywardfoodshelf.net, and click the button Need Food. Senior classes, super senior classes, are starting at 11 o'clock at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street here in Hayward. This is a 45-minute class geared toward those 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun. It's only a $2 donation for the class. Again, super senior classes starting at 11 o'clock at the Hayward Senior Resource Center. The Hayward School District School Board will have their board meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. Again, the Hayward Community School District Board meeting, Board of Education meeting at 5 p.m. at the district office. Tuesday, 9 o'clock, a rifle sight-in once again at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. Only $8 per gun and getting ready for that deer season. They are located 3.5 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, kind of close to the top of the hill, and they have a few drawings going on as well. 9 until 4, rifle sight-in at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. The North Woods Community Food Shelf will be opening up on Tuesday starting at 10 o'clock. They are located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward, 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. Again, the Hayward North Woods Community Food Shelf opening up at 10 o'clock until 3. Powerful Tools for Caregiver Classes is happening at the Hayward Wesleyan Church on Tuesday starting at 3:30. These classes are designed to help caregivers take better care of themselves while caring for a friend or relative. Whether you provide care for a spouse, partner, parent, friend at home, or in a care facility, whether down the block or miles away, your role is important, and this caregiver course is for you. Again, 3:30 to 5:30 at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, Powerful Tools for Caregiver Classes. The LCO Ojibwe University is producing a food and medicine class at the university starting at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. They will be talking about Chinga and the benefits of that. For more information, call the university at 715-634-4790. 715-634-4790. Again, for their food and medicine class happening at the university. A new library building walkthrough is scheduled for 6 p.m. on Tuesday. This will be for the Forest Lodge Library. They're at 13450 County Highway M, just a half block off of Main Street. Come and check out the progress inside the new Forest Lodge Library building with their construction manager. They will walk through on Tuesday again at 2 and again at 6. So a walkthrough at 2 p.m. and a 6 p.m. walkthrough at the Forest Lodge Library construction site. On Wednesday, November 19th at 9 a.m., the rifle sight-in happening at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. This will be going on for the rest of the week, so just make sure you do that this week sometime between 9 and 4. Head on over to the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. They'll help you sight in your gun. It's only an $8 fee per gun. You're going to want to get that done before hunting season. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You're listening to WBZH, the Buzz of the North, on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow briefly, but first, Gray here, and like every morning, I'm joined by my counterpart, partner in crime. Use any phrase you like. Just don't call me Shirley. It's Rachel.
Hello.
Good morning, Rachel. So you and I were just discussing briefly what we wanted to do today. And that's usually what we're doing right before we're here, because I think both you and I agree that keeping this semi-improvised and freeform is more conducive to what we want to be doing with these Monday morning segments we have.
Right.
Which, frankly, is just being a couple of 30-year-olds here in the Northwoods.
Don't call me that yet!
Oh, your birthday is coming up here, and we're actually, why don't we totally throw out what we were going to talk about and talk about that for now. Later this hour, when we pop back up, as we do twice every Monday morning, we'll talk about making things and creating and the creative process and what that means to us. I've got a couple by roads to take and get lost on, like always with you. But your golden birthday is coming up, and you've got something really cool that I didn't get, which is you're a fully fledged adult. I think your golden birthday is like perfectly timed. Mine could have been, but I'll be honest, it wasn't the right time in my life, not with me, but with what was happening in family at the time, for me to get much. I was 14, and the year I was 14 was the year, let me think. Well, it was a couple years before my parents got divorced, but it was the year that the reasons started happening.
Yeah.
So right. And it was like, it was a mental health related thing. Nobody did anything. Nobody made wrong choices or hurt anybody's feelings, but it's just uncontrollable things went completely awry. So that happened a couple of years later, but the things had started going off. Anyway, either way, my golden birthday, not fantastic.
Yeah.
Not time for therapy right now. You, though, you get to be a whole person.
Yeah. I feel like I'm lucky in the regard of being so conscious. Like, I've said that, I think, a couple of times. Like, I'm very aware of what it has the potential to be anyway. Like,
do you look back on yourself 5 years ago or 10 years ago and see massive differences in how you go about your life and how you think about things?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, for sure. People change over time, but
yeah.
Would you call that growth or an upward trend?
Because mm-hmm. I have been healing a lot,
right?
So,
of yeah. course, as all of us must do. But you've right. had an unfair dose of extra healing that's been kind of demanded of you just to get back up to par. Frankly, it's been awesome to watch you do that on a consistent basis, because mm-hmm. it's that or die, basically, the way right. life is thrown at
Survive.
You. You're still alive, and I'm very proud of you for that. Even though I've had nothing to do with most of the biggest, most significant steps you've taken as a person. I've only known you so long, after all. But
yeah, it's neat. It's neat to be able to look at that from.
Do you think about it much?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially coming up on it more. Are you talking about my golden birthday now?
Well,
talking
about your growth since,
okay, growth,
since
yeah.
younger ages, about your golden
yeah.
birthday. I mean, what would be your perfect golden birthday scenario? Keeping in mind that we are 12 days away from it.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm absolutely using this as an opportunity to steal from you the secrets that most people would have to get from your best friend over months. Mm-hmm. Like, no. Tell the Northwoods what I need to know. What's your perfect golden birthday scenario?
I used to think it would be some sort of I still think it would be a surprise of some sort. I'm not big into surprises, but I think that one just totally makes sense. It should involve some aspect of what in the heck?
So your golden birthday experience depends on those around you to create it to a degree?
Like, I guess.
That sounds vaguely accusatory. I don't know of a way to phrase it in a way that doesn't sound vaguely accusatory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because I am the people around you. Right. Like, we are homebodies, and it's you and me and the dog.
Yeah.
But that said, that also makes it pretty streamlinable if I wanted to pull something off. So,
being spirited away in some sort of a sense, that
right,
would be
that's,
very fun.
That's the basic form of a surprise. You're a big road tripper. We
yeah.
both are. We mm-hmm. like just being in the car together, I think, and seeing things even just outside the window and taking a hike. And like, we don't have to necessarily go to a theme park, though we'd love that too.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about a theme park is we can't bring our dog, so we'd yeah. probably rather take the hike most of the time, honestly.
Yes.
But I don't think that makes us too weird. That just makes us a certain kind of weird that... That's just the weird is just the normal you're not, you know?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure weird is just the kinds of normal that you're not. That's, mm-hmm. that's, yeah, weird is just different from me. So if you say weird, don't mean it meanly, because you sound foolish. I am 31 years old. I don't get to preach to anybody, because just like we were talking about earlier, in 5 years, I'm going to look back on today and think, man, mm-hmm. I really thought I had it figured out then.
Right.
And part of that scares me, you know? Part of that is just like, I wonder what massive... overlooks or what things am I massively overlooking without realizing it. That said, I will say, if I look at the, you know, 20-year-old me looking back at 15, that didn't happen. 25-year-old me looking back at 20-year-old me stared way too hard. 30-year-old me looking back at 25, it was more of a, man, I thought I was doing better and now I see that I could improve. I think in general, we went from 60 to 30 to 15, you know, like I'm paring down by half each time the level of negativity in each of them, but I feel like it'll never quite hit zero, you know, and I'll still feel like I'm looking back at massive goofs I've been making,
mm-hmm.
but they won't be as massive as those iterations from 15 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they'll feel as big, but it'll mm-hmm. be smaller potatoes, and mm-hmm. I'll be overblowing them that much more. I feel like I'll have a disproportional response, and I'll get just as upset over the things that made me upset when I was 25, looking back at 20. You know, I feel like I'm sort of doomed to a certain level of discomfort, but I like eternally wonder, do I need it? You know, is that something you've ever wondered?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think about it more and more over time. The more I get what I want, the more I realize that I just, like, I don't know if I'm capable of not moving the goalposts. I think human nature is to consistently look to improve, whether it's good for us or not.
It's like that screenshot of the calendar. I sent you a picture of that calendar.
What was the saying on that one?
It said, stop and celebrate your victories instead of just automatically move
the goalposts. Yeah, remember to celebrate the victories. And victories and the feeling of victory and satisfaction is something we'll talk about a little later this hour when we pop back up, because the topic will be making things, creativity, and the satisfaction that comes from that, and how we've both grown and learned from that. In the meantime, we've got to hand it back for a moment. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Gray and Rachel on WBZA. And we're back, stealing a bit more time from Pat Kreitlow this Monday morning, the 17th of November. I don't know why. I nearly said April. I might need some help, Rachel. How are you feeling helpful today?
Not anymore.
Have I scared you? Have I thrown you off on this fine Monday morning?
Absolutely. I don't think I'll recover.
Well, neither will I, now that I've hurt you so bad. Anyway. Well,
what are we going to do?
So earlier in the show, we were talking about how you feel about getting up close to your golden birthday. I used it as a shameless opportunity to steal some ideas from you about what I can do to make it a magical experience. You're turning 29, and that is, I'm sure, turning 29 is something that a lot of people wish they could do a second time, as with any milestone or near milestone, anything like that. And I'm just trying to think of what kind of sage advice I could give you that I would give to my 29-year-old self. I'm still 20. I'm just the same age. We become more the same age the longer we're together. Do you think about that?
Yeah.
I was actually just thinking about that yesterday. We were 2 years. We're 2 years apart and change. Mm-hmm. That seemed like it mattered.
Right.
It seemed like it mattered when we met. I worried about it a little bit. I worried if I was being the creepy older guy. But I was 25. You were 23. Or about to turn 23.
I thought it was 22, honestly, but maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I was 25, you were 22. Yeah. And see, like, even thinking about those numbers, there's that little part of me that's like, nah, I mean.
I thought it was wonderful, A-okay, so that's what matters.
Well, right, and, like, I realized that it didn't at the time, but it just, I guess I was just worried about anything. That was a brilliant excuse to worry about nothing, and I took it and I ran with it. And here we are, recovered from all of the above except each other. But... making things. That's what was going to be the original topic today until you and I struck gold a little bit earlier. I still want to touch on making things because it's something that you and I both do. And for me, it's almost exclusively food. For you, it's almost exclusively food plus a little bit of scrapbooking when the urge strikes. Plus, I do the pearl or bead thing. And you make some tinctures and things for your personal use. We both make jewelry and what's called candy because we attend music festivals. No, we don't adhere to any of the stereotypes you think of when you hear that we make candy for music festivals. But it's just this delightful little piece of interaction that's afforded to us. What's the earliest making something and loving the experience memory that you can call to mind?
Ooh.
What's the first thing you made that was like, ooh, that was warm and fuzzy?
What a good question. I would say I had a poem published, actually, when I was a really little kid.
Writing is a good example, a good flavor of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm, right?
Tell us about the poem.
I actually got way more into poetry after that for years. I did, like, all poetry, if you remember when that and StoryWrite were a thing on the interwebs.
All poetry?
But, yeah.
Like, there's a .com behind that?
Yep, oh, and StoryWrite.com.
I'm picturing your haircut and the amount of angst.
Exactly.
Was there a lot of angst going
on
here?
That's what it, like, developed into, but at first, the poem that was published was about a canary. Like, that, I think I was 9 or so. I was really pretty little, but it was the sweetest little poem about a bird, and, like, that's all I really remember. But we still have the book, of course.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you end up in a published piece of literature, you keep that forever, even if it never happens again. I remember a similar story from a classmate who wrote an adorable little poem about pancakes. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, yeah, I remember that she read it in our second grade class, and it's like, this feels absurd. Like, she's famous. Like, we'll never see her again. They're going to take her off and study her or put her in movies or something. Mm-hmm. Actually, I saw her in a shopping mall a few years ago. You and I bumped into her, and I don't think she does much poetry anymore. Yeah. Maybe she does.
Maybe I fell out of it.
You don't, though.
Yeah.
I haven't. Have you written a poem in the last 7 years?
No, I don't don't think I have.
We should embarrass ourselves and write some poetry later and force ourselves to compare it. For me, it was actually, like, the feeling I'm describing is inspired by an experience I had in college, and not early in college. I mean, like, college number four, after the first three either kicked me out or allowed me to drop out. And I was going for a liberal arts degree to pursue what I'm doing now in radio, basically. But because it was a liberal arts degree at all, I needed certain credits, and those included a class called Art Appreciation. And I'll admit, while I took it a bit more seriously than a lot of people do, I definitely had in mind the same thing a lot of people do. This is easy credits. It's more to cross something off the list, and it snuck up on me. That class got me. Credit to my professor, because that professor assigned such a simple assignment. It was make anything. It was make a thing, and it was like you couldn't make it. Had to be three-dimensional, so it very easily eliminated doing something on paper.
Yeah.
And he, like, he was cool about it. He said, if you could do like a drawing or a painting with artistic merit, let me know and we'll talk, and you can show me some of your work. And
fair.
If you want to do another rendition of your, you know, like, he was very flexible.
Yeah.
But he basically made sure there was no nonsense, and you couldn't just type a poem up and, like, call that, like, he's like, no, you have to make it, create it. And so I went out to Walmart and I bought some air dry clay, and I surprised the heck out of myself, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to make this thing. And halfway through forming the lump of clay into that thing, it looked a little bit like another, and just like we did earlier this hour, I was like, okay, we're going that direction.
Yeah.
And I finished that, and I was, the first thing that I was actually trying to make was a skull. I wanted to make a human skull because I wanted to try something complicated enough that I knew I'd fail at it. And I was like, okay, I want to get close knowing I'll fail. For some reason, I had this very specific experience laid out. But halfway through that, it looked like a clenched fist. And I was like, okay, let's try this again, but go that route with it. And, like, I ended up making both, and they've both disintegrated over time because they're air dry clay, and I didn't know how to actually handle that. But it was super cool to just sit there and stare at that little thing. It was like, that's like a piece of me. Like, it felt so serious. Does that line up with how you felt about the poem?
Yeah.
I mean, even at a young age, writing about canaries.
Less, like, it's more abstract at that age. Maybe,
have you gotten it since then?
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the stuff I've made for jewelry and things like that, for sure. More so that than maybe, like, scrapbooking or anything, although that's a joyous activity too. But,
well, let's you and me resolve to chase that this week, one form or another, a little bit every day, and we'll report back on Monday.
Sounds great.
Excellent. In the meantime, Pat Kreitlow is due back any moment now. He'll find out that we've stolen the microphone yet again. He pretends he doesn't mind, but Pat, you're fantastic. Thank you for listening to Pat, by the way, too, because that makes you fantastic. WBZH, the Buzz of the North, here on the Civic Media Radio Network out of Wisconsin, and now expanding. Check out civicmedia.us and welcome Pat back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio this morning is Nicole with Hayward Dance Experience.
Good morning.
I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Tell me a little bit about Dance Experience and how that got started. What's the history of this?
Fabulous. I'd love to. I am actually a former dancer myself, and I own a yoga and fitness studio in Hayward. And for many years, we had parents who would come and say, Nicole, you should really be teaching dance. It's something that we would love for our kids. And so it kind of started off more as like positive peer pressure about 12 years ago.
Sure.
And so myself and Brianna Hansen, Amelia Cummings, and Leslie Lambert and Joy Bakken and myself kind of over the years accumulated as dance teachers and started offering dance classes for kids from age 3 all the way up to adults. So I think our eldest adult right now is in her mid-60s.
Yeah.
And our youngest are like 3. They're just the teeny little tots. We call them our itty-bitties. Yeah. And then lots of kids in between. So we offer a lot of different styles of dance between the full gamut of anything that you can have for kids and adults, like I said. So it started a while back, but it's been a really neat endeavor.
And how long has this been running?
12 years.
12 years.
So yeah, okay. we're focusing on our 12th season now.
And where are you located?
We're off of Dino Drive. We're located right next door to the North Lakes Clinic. So if you kind of drive back behind the Snap Fitness and back by the goat cart track, you wouldn't miss us. Miller's Market is expanding. So if you're in that region, you would find us on Dino.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Well, you're here to talk about something that's going to be coming up this Christmas season.
Yeah.
And you guys are sponsoring the Ugly Sweater 5K. That's going to be here just across the street from the studio here at the lot on December 13th. Talk about ugly I never have an ugly sweater because I have all tropical. But
you always look so good, Mark.
Tell us about the ugly sweater.
Sure. I'm actually here representing some of my dance students. They're called the Showstoppers. Okay. Within our dance studio, we have roughly 9 students that go on to compete. And so these 9 students are constantly looking for fundraiser opportunities in order for them to raise money in order for them to go and do these great competition events around our region. Yeah. And so this year we were offered the opportunity to host the Ugly Sweater 5K. It's an annual event. It's part of the greater downtown Hayward Christmas in Hayward events.
Yep.
I feel really privileged because I'm working alongside Ari and Billy Joe and Kelly and all these amazing women, Wendy, women and men who are putting on these amazing events in our community for Christmas in Hayward.
Yeah.
So the Ugly Sweater will essentially be a fundraiser opportunity for our dance kids. It's a super fun family event. Just always really hopeful that it ends up being good weather.
Yeah. I was going to say, how are we going to do a 5K in the middle of December with 5 inches of snow on the ground?
It happens. Yeah. People are amazing. I'm always amazed by the people who show up, even in the 30 below. I think there was a year where there were 6 people and they were still there, but we're hoping for a little bit more this year. Well, let's hope.
So how do they register for this?
Great. So there's actually an online registration that we have open until about the week prior to the event. The date is December the 13th is the race date. It's at 10 a.m. So people can pre-register online. If they end up not doing an online registration, then there will be a day of registration at 9:30 right here at the lot.
And where do they go to register online?
Yeah, online. It's a link that actually it's probably easiest found on our Facebook page.
Yes.
So if people go over to the Hayward Dance Experience, they'll find that we have an event set up called the Ugly Sweater 5K. And there's a link to the race website, and that'll take them directly to the registration page. So it's easiest found, I think, through that Facebook.
Yeah, probably, because it's a rather large URL
string.
So we don't want to sit here and spell it all out for you and finish up the whole interview.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about some of the girls and their competitions that they're going to. Who's already going out? Is there regional or national competitions that they're doing?
Very good. Yeah, it's actually generally a regional competition.
Okay.
We stick around the Duluth, Minneapolis, Eastern Minnesota area. And so the ones that we're going to be focusing on this year are up in Duluth. There's about 2 events that we try and do each year just to give the girls a little something different to try and also for them to be a part of different schools and different organizations,
Sure.
That they can have just a wider variety of experience with that. And so it'll be 1 in January, I believe, and 1 in February this year. So we're trying to focus our fundraising efforts on that right now.
So what are the girls doing with the 5K?
Very
What's
good.
Their responsibilities?
Everything.
Yes.
Just kidding. No, really not everything. A lot of us are in the back end doing a lot of organizing of it. But our girls are focusing on collecting a lot of the prize basket winnings.
Okay.
So they're going around to local businesses asking for donations, whether it's services or goods or cash in order for them to create some fun prize baskets for the participants. So we'll have a top female, a top male, a best dressed individual, and a best dressed group. Oh yeah, they got to show up looking ugly in those sweaters or at least festive in some way.
Yes.
And then ultimately the girls will also be putting on the actual event. They'll be running registration. They'll be able to set up the course. They'll be doing timing. So our girls are going to essentially have a full day, but a lot of that pre getting ready and getting some sponsorship help is kind of their main focus.
Yeah. I'm sure they've been busy with that.
They are. Yeah. They're doing a good job. They've actually pulled in some good things, and I have to shout out to like Apple Awards has offered some trophies. They've donated some trophies. Yeah. I know that the popcorn shop in Hayward, they've donated some popcorn. And so there's just a lot of unique things that are going to come in through this that our students are doing their best to make connections and network.
So one more time, let's talk about the Ugly Sweater 5K. When is it and where is it?
Fabulous. The Ugly Sweater 5K is going to be on Saturday, December 13th.
Yep.
And it starts at 10 a.m. Pre-registration is at 9:30, and it's going to be right across the street here at the lot in Hayward.
Very good. Thanks, Nicole, for
coming in.
Thank you. All right. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today. Local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.